At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome into Fantasy Sports Today here on SportsGrid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. We got lots to go over here on the show as we close in on the AFC and NFC championship. Some big news, of course, coming out. Of course, the NFL. We have a new hire. Offensive coordinator for the New York Jets. We'll get to that in a second. And Davis, a line movement in the AFC championship as well. Those people who thought the Chiefs were going to win this game, they may not, but probably for those people who wanted to play it in terms of wagering, we talk a lot of wagering here on the show as well as fantasy. Best time to do that, I think, was Monday. I think we're out of time on this one.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you wanted to get down on the Kansas City Chiefs, the time is already come and gone. Now most sports books are moving to Kansas City to -1. Honestly, I don't think I would be that surprised if it gets to what the look ahead line was going to be, where depending on your book, -2.5, -3. I think one of our friends out there in the desert in Las Vegas even posted over 3. Now that seems a bit much to me because the Bengals have just been beating the Chiefs' butts up and down for the last 18 months, but pretty interesting that basically one tweet from the official Chiefs account of Mahomes getting some light jogging in is enough to move the line.
Yeah, no doubt. And a very interesting note in the NFL, Davis, before we get to our headlines as well. Nathaniel Hackett, former head coach of the Denver Broncos, hired by the New York Jets. Go figure that one. Did not see that coming today.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Nathaniel Hackett was a decent offensive coordinator when he had Aaron Rodgers, so maybe the right. Jets are either hoping, I mean, maybe the Jets are hoping Hackett was actually overmatched as an offensive or as a head coach, but he'll be a fine offensive coordinator. Or if you're a conspiracy theorist out there, maybe they think they're going to be able to sign Aaron Rodgers, very similar to another grizzled, old, crotchety Packers quarterback who had worn out his welcome in Wisconsin.
Yep, no doubt. Let's get to our other headlines for sure. Huge night in the NBA for, yes, Damian Lillard again. We got to get into this. But first, Jordan Poole hits the game winner as the Warriors. Steph Curry gets tossed for, I believe, throwing his mouthpiece, if I'm not. I mean, what are we throwing, tees and mouthpieces in the same day? I didn't expect this. So here it is. Damian Lillard, 60 points against the Utah Jazz. What is going on here with Damian Lillard? Anthony Davis, 21 off the bench as he comes back from his injury. And as we've talked about, Patrick Mahomes does his press conference yesterday. What happens? He's walking around without a boot. Who knows, Davis? Maybe he just like slipped into the back and put the boot on. I definitely think that could have been the case. But, you know, he's not going to show that he's hurt going into that game. But let's hit on the NBA here a little bit. Lillard is somebody we're talking about over the last couple of weeks. This is the best stretch of his career. So what do you think is happening here when a player just gets this hot? Is this by design? Is it just luck? Like, I mean, I just, he's never done anything like this before.
I mean, I would assume that, I don't have his second spectrum numbers up or anything like that. My guess would be this dude is just making every 3-point shot and it feels like he's tossing, you know, a beach ball into the ocean. But Lillard has also gone on, he's gone on little runs like this in the past. I mean, Damian Lillard has two different series ending shots, right? Walk-off shots against the Clippers and against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Like, he's a really talented player. And honestly, I sort of feel like Lillard is one of these guys who is going to kind of get forgotten in basketball history. You know, made one conference finals, never won an MVP, never made a finals, probably is never going to win a finals, probably never, honestly, is even going to win a conference finals. But it's sort of unfair because he really is that great. And had he done, you know, the Durant, the LeBron, the Kyrie, if he'd been like, I'm not playing for you guys, you got to get me somewhere where I could get a ring, he could have gone and done that pretty easily, I think. I mean, I think he is that good. So but always happy to see him succeed, of course.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt. Let's jump into the Warriors also yesterday. What is going on in sports? We got athletes throwing things, you know, two in the same day here. Patrick Reed with the T, and what did Curry do yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, Curry, it was just a little bit of the mouth guard bit, but the Patrick Reed thing is so annoying. I hate Patrick Reed. And honestly, you know, Craig, I had just realized this as we are getting back to golf now. I have not consciously thought about the LIV Golf Tour until this story popped up. I mean, it's like I'm watching golf. I'm watching John Rahm make double bogeys on the hard course out there at Torrey Pines. It's like, to me, because I love golf so much, like if Brooks Koepka and Patrick Reed aren't there, it just doesn't really matter to me. I'll watch Sahith Theegala and Hayden Buckley. Just it really, you know, it makes no difference to me. Now, I think obviously in the viewership numbers, it's going to end up making some difference. But man, Patrick Reed, I honestly am glad to not have to watch this dude play golf because I've never liked Patrick Reed. And all these stories that are coming out yesterday just make Patrick Reed sound like, you know, that the kid in your neighborhood whose mom, your mom's like, you have to play with him. That is what Patrick Reed sounds like, honestly.
Yeah, not a good look there. By the way, on the PGA Tour, Davis, real quick, we got 1 minute to go. John Rahm is his worst round, what, in a year or something like that? He actually was over par yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, look, they said the South Course was going to play a lot harder this year. They said they were, you know, making the green.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Greens faster, rough longer, and appears that they were not lying. It appears that the groundskeepers out there, it is a pretty difficult golf course. So we'll see if he probably needs to go 4 under par today to make the cut. We'll see if he can do it.
All right. Well, we will take a quick time out here on the show. It's time to take a look at our daily National Fantasy Baseball Championships average draft position. Three players changing places in the offseason, a reliever, an infielder, and an outfielder. We'll talk about the NFBC's ADP next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Each and every day leading up to fantasy baseball season, Davis and I taking an early look at the average draft position in the National Fantasy Baseball Championships. This will give you an idea how some of the people who are actually paying to draft are drafting players. And what we're doing this week is reviewing a lot of players who change locations in the offseason, and whether or not that will help or hurt the player is something that we will dive into. So, Davis, let's start off with a closer. But the question is, will he be a closer this year? I think that that's a fair question. Gregory Soto, who actually, believe it or not, Davis, had a negative WAR last season. That's kind of hard for me to figure with a guy of his talent and saving the amount of games that he did with the Detroit Tigers. He goes to the Philadelphia Phillies, and his ADP right now is basically telling us, Davis, is that Craig Kimbrell is going to be the closer in Philadelphia, not Gregory Soto. He's gone very late in some drafts. He's gone very early. My guess is this is before he was traded to the Philadelphia Phillies. So I guess that this is sort of testing as to how you feel about Kimbrel would be my guess this year. Is Soto somebody you would consider?
Yeah, I mean, not only do they have Kimbrel there, but they also have a fellow by the name of Seranthony Domínguez, who the projection systems absolutely love. Steamer has him projected for 19 saves. The Bat has him projected for 9 saves. The FanGraphs composite has him for 11. Now, again, this is also a situation where the Phillies are a really good team, and they're good. The expectation is going to be they win a lot of games, right? They're spending a lot of money. So if any of these guys who is closing has a bad run, they get benched, right? Or get moved to the seventh inning or whatever. That's just kind of the nature of the ways that it goes. So if you can get a guy who, it's sort of like drafting handcuffs, right, in fantasy football. If Soto does not start the season as the closer, you would guess he's going to get, I don't know, on average, let's say 15, 20 save opportunities over the course of the season, whether it be because it's, you know, a doubleheader, or they're playing night over night and the guy pitched 2 days in a row, or Craig right. Kimbrel gets hurt, or just whatever. These are the type of closer gambles I like to make.
All right. So the left-handed pitcher, too, if they went by matchups, he would get the left-handed shot. So now a couple of fascinating players for sure to talk about here, because these are players that could be huge booms and also honestly huge busts. Brandon Drury, who signed with the Los Angeles Angels, Davis, is coming off a career season. I would say last year there may have been people at the beginning of the year, Davis, that forgot that he was still playing in Major League Baseball. But the question is, was this a product of him playing in Cincinnati? As we've seen so many players play in Cincinnati, have these unbelievable years and then disappear? Or is Drury just refound his skills like he did early on in his career with Arizona, which he was really good? His ADP is inside the top 200. Look at this. He's gone as high as 57 in a NFBC draft, as low as 277, playing in a very good lineup with the Angels. There's no doubt about that. In between Trout and Otani somewhere, Davis, there's no doubt. Maybe Rendon becomes healthy and viable again. Brandon Drury this year, do you think, by the way, when he was traded to San Diego, you look at his numbers, not as good, obviously, as they were in Cincinnati. So do you think that this was just a simple product of him playing in that ballpark, or do you think the skills carry over like the old Brandon Drury when he was with the Diamondbacks?
I mean, it does seem like he did get a pretty significant skill improvement. You know, his on-base went way up. He walked a ton. He generated the most walks of his entire career last year. I wonder if he's one of these guys that did the launch angle thing. You know, I mean, it's kind of like been this huge thing in baseball the last couple of years, is like launch angle, optimizing for 3 true outcomes, and which is good for fantasy baseball, especially in leagues where we don't care. Well, it's not always good for fantasy baseball, because if you're optimizing for 3 true outcomes, you can have a 240 batting average, which is not particularly great. And Brandon Drury is not going to help your batting average. You know, all the projection sites have him between 240 and 250. Honestly, it sort of feels like Drury is going to be a guy who can pay off pretty easily if everyone else on the Angels stays healthy. So I think you could even see some skill regression from Brandon Drury. He still ends up being pretty good if this is a team that every single night, you know, we're doing these MLB DFS previews, and Oh, the Angels have the highest team total on the slate. Trout's healthy, Otani's healthy, Rendon is healthy, Drury's, you know, but if the converse of that happens and Drury sees a little bit of skill regression, you're just going to end up cutting him.
Yeah, no, it could be interesting. Got a 2-year deal with the Angels too, so not just a 1-year deal, which is what, you know, nobody would have ever guessed that this guy would get a 2-year deal going into last season. But that division in particular, Davis, teams on the Reds, players on the Reds, the Brewers, the Pirates, always, you know, seeing guys revitalize their careers in some way. It did not happen for Cody Bellinger in LA. They parted ways, Davis. They parted ways with the former MVP. He's on the Chicago Cubs now. There is no middle ground, Davis, I don't think, for Cody Bellinger. Either he is a big bounce back this year, comes close to what he was in the past, or he's cooked. I don't know. I don't know which one it is, but Davis, the numbers last year were so rough, so tough. Like, you couldn't even stomach. The Dodgers could not play him at the end of the season. He did get a nice pillow deal from the Cubs on that 1-year deal. I think it's close to $20 million. They're going to take a huge chance here. Bellinger is going to bet on himself that he could get back to who he was. It is so rare, Davis, in this day and age of sports to see this kind of regression from a superstar type player. What do you make of Bellinger going into the year?
I don't even really have an analog for this. I mean, can you really think of someone who has been as good as Bellinger, MVP, 55 home runs, World Series winning team, yada, yada, so on and so forth. Didn't get cut, didn't get injured. You know, there's not an injury. You can't be like, oh, you know, he had a hamate bone break or whatever, so it robbed all his power. I don't know if it's this guy has the yips. You know, I really don't get it. And like, he played a lot last year. He played in 144 games, 504 plate appearances, 19 home runs, 14 stolen bases. But Craig, his batting average, I mean, he hit .210 last year. This is a guy who hit .305 and won the MVP. He hit .210. It's crazy to me. Now, that being said, now I don't like the Cubs, Craig. You know, I don't like the Cubs. I think it's embarrassing that they're like probably the most famous team, I guess, other than the Yankees, and they don't spend all out and try and win every single year. But this is so smart, man. A 1-year, $15 million deal for this guy where, okay, great, he doesn't pan out, $15 million, whatever. But if this guy is good, then you are going to be able to enter into arbitration with him. I mean, this is like, these are the type of gambles that teams should be making all the time, is guys who have real ceilings, real ability to change their team.
Yeah, but do you think that you would take him in a fantasy draft?
Yes, 100%. Yeah, because you're making the same bet as a fantasy manager that the Cubs are. So you're sitting there and you're like, I mean, this dude hit 55 home runs. I mean, honestly, a .210 batting average, 20 home runs and 15 steals in the 15th round of the NFBC, I mean, you can get by on that. Like, if you're sitting there at the 15-16 turn and you take Bellinger and Luis Arias, I mean, you basically just got one good player, right? You get the .310 batting average from Luis Arias, who we talked about yesterday, and you get the counting stats from Bellinger.
Yeah, but what's sort of incredible is, if you remember who Bellinger was fighting for the MVP with, one guy won it, and then the next guy won it. If you remember, Davis, it was Christian Yelich, and people are asking the same questions about Yelich right now. You don't want to take a look at his stats from last year either. It's sort of crazy that both these players were playing at the highest level in all of Major League Baseball, back-to-back MVPs with Yelich and Bellinger. And I think Yelich has had some injuries. I think that's fair to say. So maybe he'll be a bounce-back candidate. But Bellinger is one of the most fascinating players going into the 2023 fantasy season. There's no doubt about that. All right, coming up next, it's time to prop up. We've got the AFC and NFC championships coming up next. For those of you who have not used the Thrive Fantasy app during the break,
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino. Order right now, Google Play or iTunes. We're going to give you a promo code coming up where you can get a deposit bonus matched up to $250 with our promo code. Stay on the grid. We'll deliver that to you next. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We've got two big games coming up on Sunday. For those of you who love playing player props, here's a great way to do it. First of all, you want to download the Thrive Fantasy app. And after you do that, use our promo code, which is SportsGrid, S-P-O-R-T-S-G-R-I-D. When you do that, Thrive is going to match your deposit bonus up to $250. So if you just love playing props, maybe you want to take a shot this weekend at some of the games. And by the way, we're going to give you some options here. You put 100 in, they'll match it with another 100. They'll do this up to $250. So again, use our promo code SportsGrid over at Thrive Fantasy and prop up with the five props we're going to give you. It's just as easy as that. We're going to now go through some of those that we're choosing for this weekend, and we call it the Thrive Five. All right, Davis, I'd like to see a combination of some overs and unders, and we're going to run through this right now. And by the way, which game for you? I know the Chiefs are your team, so let's not get it twisted. Full transparency on that. Which game do you think is going to be the closer game this weekend? Which game of the two do you think is going to be the closest game? Like within, you know, both lines are within a point or two, but what do you? Which one do you think has that chance?
Chiefs, Bengals, for sure. I think the Eagles are, I think the Eagles are the best team in the NFL. I do. I think they're, you and I both kind of thought the Cowboys were going to win last week. And honestly, they should probably feel pretty embarrassed that they didn't. They, you know, 18 points to Brock Purdy, and they weren't able to beat that. But it just, honestly, to me feels like if Mahomes is like 80%, it feels like they're just going to be trading haymakers, and it's kind of, it's going to come down to who, you know, last team with the ball in the fourth quarter is going to end up winning that one, I think.
And that's happened with the Chiefs a bunch. So let's go through the props we're going to review here on the show for you. And you could just plug these in if you choose. Going into Sunday, we're going to talk about Deebo Samuel's total receptions, which is set on Thrive at 3.5. Devonta Smith's receptions, which is set at 5.5. Joe Burrow's total touchdowns and interceptions, 2.5. T. Higgins' total, 58.5 yards. And Juju Smith-Schuster, who I believe we used last week with success on the under, a total of 4.5 receptions. All right, so let's start off with Deebo Samuel, Davis, who since Brock Purdy has taken back over at quarterback of the 49ers, you know, without Jimmy G, without Trey Lance, Deebo's starting to get a lot more looks. Now, if you go over on this, you only get 90 points. That's the lean. If you go under on this, it's 110. Boy, this seems like a very low total here for Deebo Samuel, a player that they're going to have a big game to win this, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a layup every once in a while. I mean, Thrive, they do for us. They do our free square you know, deals every once in a while over there for their friends at FST. This is not technically a free square, but it feels pretty free to me. Deebo has 4 or more receptions in 60% of his games this year, but I think more importantly in all of their very competitive games, right? When they got to win playoff games, Deebo might get the ball 8 times, you know, he might get the ball 10 times in this game. I think this is a pretty easy over for me. Now, granted, do you think this is going to be a pretty popular one in the contest on Thrive? So you have to account for that. But I mean, it just feels like Deebo gets better than, you know, he's going 5 for 75 in this game. Like, it's just happening.
Yeah, in order for the 49ers to win, he's got to be a big part of it. I mean, to say that McCaffrey and Debo don't have big games, well, then the Eagles are going to win. I mean, if that is the case. All right, so the first of five, over on Debo Samuel's receptions at 3.5. Now we'll check in on Smith, Burrow, Higgins, and Juju Smith-Schuster's total receptions there. All right, so DeVonta Smith, who would appear to be an integral player on the Philadelphia Eagles, his total is 5.5. Now, what's interesting about this one, Davis, is I don't know if you correlated this at all, or maybe it's just data, to A.J. Brown last week, you know, who obviously was disappointed that he didn't get the targets that he wanted, even though the Eagles ended up winning the game. He went under on all of his props. What about DeVonta Smith this week?
Yeah, so I love DeVonta Smith, and I think that he is a great player, and I think that he's pretty integral to the Eagles if they want to win a Super Bowl. But I do think I am going to take the under here. One, because I actually think the over is going to be pretty popular. I think people like that risk reward of getting the 110 points. He also has, you know, gone over this for a bunch of games in a row. But Craig, I do think, I just kind of think the Eagles are going to take the 49ers out behind the woodshed, man. They are just, they are so good. I mean, yeah, the Week 18 game, the Giants aside, they just really have not struggled against any team in a long time. Like, they're just, with Jalen Hurts active, I should say, like, they're just a really phenomenal team. And both of these teams run a lot, so you have to factor that in to these raw numbers. These are, you know, I mean, would it surprise you if both of these teams had a drive that takes over like 8 minutes of actual game clock? And obviously when that happens, that limits the number of total possessions, limits the number of total passes. So love DeVonta Smith, great player, but I'm taking the under here.
All right. Davis, also an admitted basher of the 49ers now going on about 12 weeks here. So if they win this week and they win the Super
Correct.
Bowl, Davis will fade something in the Pro Bowl for the 49ers too, because that's all yes. we'll have left if they win the Super Bowl. All right. Here are the five. Debo on the over. DeVonta Smith on the under 5.5. We'll touch on Burrow, Higgins, and Juju Smith-Schuster. I know which way you're going to go on that one. I don't even have to look. All right, so the next one, this is interesting. So Joe Burrow's total touchdowns combined with interceptions is set at 2.5. And if this goes to 3, you get 115 Thrive fantasy points, and the under is 85. So it's like, it's so strange. It's like, I guess the lean is on the under here, Davis, but doesn't it feel like Burrow has to hit this over here? I don't know. I must be missing something on this one.
Yeah, no, I'm easily taking the over here. This one felt pretty straightforward to me. You're getting more points for going over, but I think we can pretty rationally assume the Bengals are going to be super pass heavy in this game, you know, because that's just kind of the best way to attack the Chiefs. That is the strength of their team. And Joe Burrow is also, you know, this is not a man who never throws an interception. Now, you know, he's not like Dak Prescott out there tossing it all around the yard or whatever. But I think we could probably rationally assume Burrow gets to something like 45 passing attempts in this game, which would put him right in the range to go over. And they've also, I don't know if people have been noticing this, around the one, like on the 1 yard line and stuff, they've gone away from Mixon, Pirine. They're letting Joe Burrow do the 1 yard sneak, which is, I think pretty huge for wagers like this, because that, you know, that brings True. Joe Burrow's rushing probability from, like, you know, you give him like 0.08 rushing touchdowns per game to like 0.2 per game. And I think that makes the over here feel pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think people consider that. Yeah, that 1 yard rushing touchdown could definitely factor in. All right, so over on Debo Samuel's total receptions, we have DeVonta Smith's under on his total receptions, 5.5. Over on Burrow's 2.5 touchdowns plus interceptions. I'm actually surprised to see this one here, Davis. I don't know if I agree with this on you, but you'll see if you could sell me here. T. Higgins, total amount of receptions, 58.5. You get 90 Thrive points with an over, and an under is 110. Davis, there's no middle ground for T. Higgins. You know, it's 2 catches, 17 yards, or 6 for 90. You know, I don't think that there is a middle. I think you'll know at halftime if you're going to win or lose.
Yeah, and so I actually think you're completely correct. And the reason why I like the over here is I think this is going to be a pretty competitive game, right? I mean, I would imagine that this is not going to be a game where, like what we saw last week with the Bengals versus the Bills, is Jamar Chase did his thing, you know, got his touchdowns. And do you even remember an offensive play that the Bengals ran in the second half? It was pretty much like P. Ryan to the left, Mixon to the right, Hayden Hurst, you know, they just pretty much chilled out in the second half in the snow. I don't think they're going to have the luxury. And look, maybe they will, right? Maybe Joe Burrow and the Bengals just own Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs will be 0-10 against the Bengals or whatever. Nothing has changed in his playing time. Nothing has changed in the routes that he's running or anything like that. You did astutely point out, like, his average depth of target is the highest on the team. So it's going to be a little bit harder for him to realize all of his targets into actual yards. But 58.5 honestly did feel pretty low to me, because I mean, we're talking about a guy with like multiple 160 yard career games. So on the median, this just felt a little bit low.
Yeah, I just don't know which guy he's going to be this weekend. I know Chase is always going to be something, but he sometimes has these huge games and then does nothing other games. So, I guess we'll see what the outcome is. All right, so again, Thrive 5 here, over on Deebo Samuel's receptions, under on Devonta Smith, and over on Burrow, over on T. Higgins, 58.5. And the final one here is the prop that we just keep pounding over and over again, Davis specifically, and it just keeps winning every week. And that's just pick a juju yard or reception and just go under, because it just happens every week. And Davis this week, 4.5 is the receptions. Over, you get 105 Thrive Fantasy points, and under, you get 95.
Come on. I mean, easy under. This dude has not had more than 4 receptions in a game since 2022, you know? I mean, come on. He's just not a big part of the offense. Kelsey eats all those targets up. I love Juju coming into the year. Totally wrong. They just don't even need him. He doesn't really get open like that. And Kelsey is just the better version of what Juju could have offered this team. We're just taking the under and we're moving on.
Yeah, and by the way, Juju, great call signing that contract with the Chiefs. Bet on myself, sign a pretty good deal, and then I'll play with Mahomes, go out in free agency, and get a 4-year. That ain't happening. I don't think it's happening in the offseason. All right, here it is, the Thrive 5, all 5 props. Screenshot this, folks, if you want to play this weekend. Over on Deebo Samuel's receptions, under on Devonta Smith, over on Burrow, over on Higgins, under on Juju Smith-Schuster. That is the Thrive 5. Use our promo code SportsGrid for a deposit bonus of up to $250. We'll be back.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
With more, including some fantasy reality next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Championship weekend is coming up, and SportsGrid is the place to be on social media. Follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV for the latest news, notes, information. You want those picks, of course, against the spread from all of our sports wagering shows. And the way that you get it is very simple. It's free. You just log on to Twitter, follow us at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. We got fantasy reality coming up, Davis. It's interesting this time of the year. You hear all these rumors. Aaron Rodgers going to leave Green Bay, going to go to the Jets. Another rumor in the NFL popped up yesterday. I want your thoughts on this real quick. Saquon Barkley, a possibility for the Miami Dolphins, adding to that offense that has Tua and Waddle and Tyreek Hill. you know, they struggled at running back last year, but it did seem like whoever they played was fine to me at running back. They just had a lot of injuries and stuff like that. But when you sign Raheem Mostert, that's kind of what you sign up for.
Yeah, I think Mostert and Wilson were fine. Honestly, I thought like Gaskin has been fine when he's been in there. Ahmed has been fine. I did think it was interesting in that press conference yesterday, Brian Daboll said, "We were glad to have had him," in reference to Saquon Barkley. So not, "We're glad we have him," or "Moving forward, love working with," you know, he said, "We were glad to have had him." And maybe it doesn't mean anything. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. But the Giants, I mean, basically, they're doing the anti-Gettleman stuff now. It's like hiring Brian Daboll, all analytics. We're going for it on fourth down. You know, Joe Judge, stay far away from the building. It's definitely not, paying Saquon Barkley, let's say $12 million a year over 4 years, it's actually probably fine. To me, like, Barkley, pretty good. Yeah, I got to worry about the injuries, like, whatever, but he provides explosive plays. You know, and I've said the same thing about McCaffrey and about Kamara. Like, these guys who contribute in the passing game, it's not the same thing as signing Ezekiel Elliott to his contract, right?
Right.
But it would be bizarre for the Giants to go all in on this analytics stuff and then be like, all right, Saquon, blank check, you know, name your price.
Yeah, it does seem like the contracts that have been extended have worked out for teams with running backs, but it seems like the free agent ones have been the ones that have really stuck it to teams. So we will see what ends up happening with Barkley this offseason. All right, time now to play a little fantasy or reality. All right, Davis, pro football writers had to make their choice a few weeks ago, and they voted for the MVP of the National Football League. It's already been done. It's already been decided. We don't know who won. We're going to find out coming up on NFL Honors Night in a couple of weeks. Obviously, this is probably a two-player race, I would guess. I mean, I don't know how you could look at it any other way between Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. Leave it to you. Fantasy or reality, Jalen Hurts has won, or will win, the NFL MVP.
Fantasy, yeah, he's not going to win. He's not going to win NFL MVP this year. I think you can make an argument that maybe he should. I think the fact that his teammates are so good kind of counts against him a little bit. And honestly, there's just like people are in the same way that people still do this with Lamar, where they're like, oh yes, I know Lamar led the NFL in passing touchdowns and also ran for 1,000 yards and, you know, yada, yada. But, like, people still kind of don't believe in Lamar. It's kind of the same thing with Jalen Hurts, where they just kind of don't believe in Jalen Hurts. Now, had Jalen Hurts not missed those two games via injury or just played really well against the Giants in that final Week 18 game, I'd say it's close. But Mahomes' raw stats are, like, actually nuts. I never thought I would see Mahomes end up, beating his insane MVP season. But more yards. I mean, he led the NFL in passing yards, passing touchdowns, touchdown. I mean, he really, and his teammates stink. That's the thing that's going for Mahomes is Juju and MVS and these guys. It's like it's Kelsey and a bunch of jabronis. So yeah, I got fantasy here. I think Mahomes is gonna win.
Yeah, I mean, look, I would love to say reality, but I don't think it is the case. I will say this, just in fairness to this whole situation, I believe Davis had Jalen Hurts played the whole year and not gotten hurt, he would have won the NFL MVP. Yeah. I do think so.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah, there would have been some lag over giving it to Mahomes again, trying to find somebody else to give it to. Eagles finished with the best record. But that's just part of the game. Jalen Hurts got hurt. Let's also be clear, Gardner Minshew did not play terrible, and the Eagles were very competitive in those games that he played in. In fact, he probably could have won them all. And I don't think that helped Jalen Hurts' case. By the way, I think Jalen Hurts is fantastic. We've been talking about the show on the show for the last couple of years. But the reality is he got hurt. They basically had to rush him to come back at the end of the season in order to win that final game to get that bye week. So, it's Mahomes. Mahomes played the entire season, 16 games, played as well as anybody could have possibly asked. And remember, they vote on this stuff before the playoffs. So what happens now and what happened last week make no difference whatsoever in the voting. So I will go fantasy. All right, National Baseball Hall of Fame inducted or I should say voted in, induction comes up in July. They voted in with over 75% Scott Rolen, who won a ton of gold gloves, won a World Series, of course, with the St. Louis Cardinals, played at a very high level with both Philadelphia and St. Louis, and then finished off his career with Cincinnati and, I believe, Toronto. A player who is now off the ballot after 10 years, Davis, is Jeff Kent. And when you put Jeff Kent's numbers side by side with Scott Rolen, there are going to be some people that are going to be like, oh, wait a second here. What's going on? Why is Jeff Kent not a Hall of Famer and Scott Rolen is? So I'll give my explanation here for a minute. Fantasy reality, Davis, Jeff Kent had a better Major League Baseball career than the Hall of Famer who just got in Scott Rolen.
Well, Craig, I mean, you are going a little bit here outside of, outside of my area of expertise, but I will say that Jeff Kent won an MVP. Scott Rolen got MVP votes, never won the MVP. Jeff Kent also sort of famously was involved in that era of the San Francisco Giants where he was teammates with Barry Bonds, which is actually why I think most people probably know him and remember him these days. But honestly, I got to say, if you won an MVP, you probably had the better career. So I got to say reality. I mean, the dude won MVP, Scott Rolen never won an MVP. Did he win a World Series? I don't remember.
No. Okay. Kent did not. So. San Francisco lost to the Angels. So Kent made 5 All-Stars. Davis mentioned the MVP. Now, back when runs driven in was a big deal, Kent drove in 121, 128, 101, 125, 106, 108, 93, 107, and 105 in consecutive seasons in baseball. Rolen played a premium position at third. Kent did not. But it's voters, these are people, and it's the same thing for me with Gary Sheffield and some other players too, Davis, is that when the Hall of Fame comes up, you have sports writers and sports writers that cover teams. There's 2 factors in why Jeff Kent is not in the Hall of Fame. Jeff Kent, who famously was a little gruff, not the best to deal with, was not mean by any stretch. He just was like, a salty guy. He was a guy when he showed up to the park, you're not going to have a nice, loving conversation with the guy. It's just who he was. And then the second part of this, Davis, and again, remember, it is sports writers that are covering the game. Scott Rolen, friendly dude, played with the Cardinals and the Phillies. Now, I know you mentioned that you remember him from Cincinnati and Toronto. I understand that. But that was at the end of his career. Jeff Kent, right. You ready for this? Toronto, the Mets, Cleveland, San Francisco, Houston, LA Dodgers. It is hard to envision Jeff Kent. What team was he a part of? And this is just the problem with the Hall of Fame is that these writers, they're nomads in covering their teams. This guy played for a bunch of teams. And when you associate Jeff Kent, you remember him, Davis, as a member of the Giants, but he was really good with Houston. He was good at the end of the year with the Dodgers. But guys who just did not spend their entire careers or close to it with one team just have a harder time getting into the Hall of Fame for whatever reason. And his numbers at second base, offensively, so we're up there with the all-time greats. So Jeff Kent, Davis, is going to get in the Hall of Fame. He's going to get in via the Veterans Committee when it comes up. But the writers just have that thing with players like this. They can't see the forest through the trees. I got Kent as a Hall of Famer for sure. As far as being better than Scott Rolen, I don't know that I could do that because Rolen was the premium player at defense in his era playing. But Kent, still a Hall of Famer, but better than Rolen, I'm not sure. I may say fantasy. All right, new series coming out on Peacock, if I'm not mistaken. This is NBC as well. Very popular actress, of course, in this show, Natasha Lyonne, called Poker Face. It is coming out, and it is by Rian Johnson, if I'm not mistaken, the director of Knives Out. Now, true story, my brother went to school in South Florida for a year or two with Natasha Lyonne. True story, in South Florida. She actually lived here for a couple of years. I have seen a lot of her stuff, which would include Russian Doll on Netflix. I've watched this too. Fantasy or reality, Davis, Poker Face, about to come out, will be as good as Knives Out.
So, Craig, you don't care about this, but I have a tough time with Rian Johnson. Now, I did like Knives Out, have not watched Glass Onion yet. You don't care about this, but Rian Johnson made basically the worst Star Wars movie, like kind of ruined Star Wars, honestly, a little bit. And so I kind of have a tough time with some of his stuff just because I'm like, all right, this dude made Luke Skywalker a cranky old man instead of, you know, being Luke Skywalker. But Natasha Lyonne, I swear, everything this woman touches turns to gold. She is so good, man. She was in Orange is the New Black. She did this like audio drama style thing with Bill Oakley, who is one of the original writers of The Simpsons. It's called Space Odyssey 1969. It's fantastic. She's just so good at everything. Now, I have not seen a trailer for this. I don't know the premise. But if there's gambling in this, if there's poker in this, I gotta say, like, I'm gonna wanna watch it for sure. But Knives Out was sort of like, I mean, I feel like Knives Out was kind of like a cultural thing. Like people remember that, people watched it. Like, this is just going to be another streaming series that 300,000 people watch and we move on. So I got fantasy. It won't be as good, but I will probably watch it.
I can't believe I have not sold you on Glass Onion yet. I don't understand how you have not watched that yet.
It's because I'm trying to get my wife to watch it with me. And she's like, I don't want to watch a movie. You know how it goes, though.
I do, but I'm tough on this stuff. You know me. If I'm going to recommend something, at least I think that it is good. Yeah, there's no chance. There's no chance. And with all due respect to Natasha Lyonne, you know, Russian Doll is okay. Like, I got into it. I stopped. I went back to it. It's not a bad show. It's a pretty entertaining show, and the premise is really good. The premise of this is good too. But no, this is. I don't think it's going to be as good as the first one. A lot of people, Davis, feel that Glass Onion is better than Knives Out. I'm close on that. I'm close. I may be able to push that over Knives Out, in my opinion. But either way, we'll go fantasy with this one too. All right, that will do it for fantasy reality. But coming up next, we got the Sports Grid 60 early line is coming up here at the top of the hour. I'm back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire. We've got former NFL quarterback Chris Sims on the show today, along with Matthew Waters from Legal Sports Report and Matt Lutowski from 40 News. So hopefully you can join us then. But for now, we'll take our final time out here on the show. One final word coming up here as we wrap up this edition of Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. And we'll do it right after these quick messages. So make sure you stay with us here on the grid. As a reminder, we're right back here with our final preview tomorrow, daily fantasy preview of the AFC and NFC Championship play. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team comes.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Let's go ahead and wrap up the show. Before we do, 60 seconds of commentary. What's on Davis's mind today? Let's find out. It's called the Sports Grid 60.
So sort of interesting this week, I think, like a study of how sports betting markets work. And also I think the value of like key numbers, pretty important here as well with this Bengals Chiefs stuff. You know, Chiefs open up favored, then everyone thinks like, wait, why would the Chiefs be favored? So a lot of these sports books are taking smaller bets, probably $1,000, $5,000 on the Bengals. Then as the week goes on, the limits open up a little bit more. The Chiefs official account tweets that Mahomes was a full participant in practice. We get a little video of him jogging around out there. looking fine enough. Brian Baldinger said that he didn't see Mahomes in any special boot after the game, just wore his regular shoes home, whatever. But just kind of a fascinating, but this whole time, Greg, it never moved either side further than 2.5 points, which, just does illustrate the value of those key numbers. But an interesting real-time study of how sports betting markets work.
Yeah, no, we haven't seen anything like this in a while. Maybe we'll see it for the Super Bowl. We will see. Bob Uecker, the broadcaster for the Milwaukee Brewers, turns 89 years old today. And, it's something about that. And I was fortunate enough, I've met Bob Uecker before and, eaten with him at Marlins games in the past, and very fortunate to meet the Hall of Famer for sure. But it also gets you thinking, like, Bob Uecker with nothing left to prove in this world, great broadcaster, TV actor, movie actor for the Naked Gun, still working at 89 years old, still going strong. Really incredible to think. Like, I'm going to be 50 this year. What, 39 more years of work in me? I don't know. Maybe here at Sports Grid, I will. That'll do it for the show. Thanks to our producers. Thanks to Davis. I'll be back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for the Newswire. I hope you all have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.